Okay, good morning, everyone. This past week's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. 10th parak Maseches Nedarim. The sugya actually starts on Ayin Beis on Beis. So we'll see the Mishnah over there. Zot Mishnah, Derech Tamid HaChomim, Achloi Hoysebita Yoytze Me'etzloi. It is the way of Tamid HaChomim, people who are knowledgeable about Halacha and are and perform and are concerned and take care of concerns which are as a result of the knowledge of Halacha, is they do the following. I'm talking about a father. A father has the ability to be made for his nidorm of bitay. When she's a naida hamurasa akoponim, he has a shutfis in the hafora still at this point. Is actually hoisabiti yoitzime etzloi before nisuin. Oimer lo kol nidorim shenodarto b'seich beis arehin muforim. So Parshib Shat in the Mishnah is that he makes his afar now. She's about to leave his rishus through nisuin, and therefore he makes a hafar now to take care of any nidorim that she possibly made, to do what he can to be made for them, his last chance. Now, this Mishnah, like I mentioned, is talking about an arusa that she's koydim nisuin. L'chayra, it should follow by the same token that koydim shetiboger. Right, l'chayra, it should follow the same thing. Right, the nav doesn't have the ability to mefer anymore, so koydim shetiboger. Right, you know, by the bagris party, before the bagris party, right here. Okay, he can do this also. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. Right, so the father's part of things, he's mefer. V'chein abal, actually tikonet l'shusim erlo kol dom shenadarta. Actually tikonet l'shusim mufodim. The husband also, the Oros also, he'll do his part. Because this is also the last chance that he has to be made for these Nidorim. Right? Even though, of course, when she's Nichas Rishusa, on the contrary, is considered the passion of Nidorim, he becomes the soul Mefer, right? But being that the Lochi is the Inabal Mefer Bekoidman, that the hafora that a nesua has is dafka nedarim that she made bebeisoi, not nefer bekoidman, is therefore he's mefer before she's nichnes l'shusai. So we'll get there in a second.
I was going to say the same thing by Bagris, the same way you said before.
By Bagris of a Nesua?
No. He's going to have to be at the Bagris party also.
If she's Narus.
Yeah, right.
Right. So I was pulling out Bagris, even if she's not, even if she's not Narus.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. Right. At any point of time when there's something happening, right, which is going to make the hafora of Nidorim not possible anymore, right? I was going to say also, you know, whether it's practical or not, you know, but theoretically, before a person's megarish his wife, you know, if he wants to be mefer, right?
I'm not sure it could help. What would it help for? It's my understanding, maybe I'm wrong, it's a misunderstanding, that when hafora he's
only
mefer
helps till gerishin, okay.
Right.
That could be. That could be right. Now like this. Now I just want to bring up a point which I think maybe Taka is discussed a little bit. We've seen a number of times and this halacha that ain't about mefer b'koydmin, right? That means that a nesua, hagam that the he's went through Nisun, and he has the full bailus on her Nidorim, but that's only Nidorim, we call them current Nidorim. Right? But for Koidman, that's Mivur, Koidman, he can't be Mefer. Now the truth is that the Rants, maybe the Gemara itself, speaks out this point, because there's an apparent question over here, right? That how is it possible that Orus is made for Bekoyimin, right? We know that Orus is made for Bekoyimin. Orus is made for Nidorim that she made Koidim Erisin. He could be made for it with the Av. And a Nesua is not made for Bekoyimin. Right, that's a question.
He has the father with him.
Okay, right. So the answer to that is, right, that's what the answer is, he has the father with him. Now, how exactly that helps, I tell you the truth, I don't really understand, you know, what that's Ma'al Umar. I don't know what the father, you know, why that makes it easier. It's only a half. It's only a half. It's still coming. It's still coming. You know, so that, if someone has an explanation on that, why that should make it different, maybe they could tell us. I mean, but the facts are, you're right. Right? That is, what?
The way I understood that is that, I mean, I think, you know, when the father had the ability to be Mayfair, so he was the Iker, and the husband just, you know, got, you know, when he became, married to her, he got a say in it, but it's still the Iker, you know, Gedarim of what could be Mefer and not is based on the father. It's just that now the husband has a, you know, a
right. So, well, let me just point out the question and just see how we are targeting the question. The question is that you know, if a Nesua who has definitely full power on the Nidorim, but that only helps for Nidorim that she made in his rishos. So how could an Oros be better? That he could be made for Nidorim, his power is definitely...
Because the Oros is really just giving like a second signature to the Iker Av's Hafara.
So, but let's see what we're saying. The question over here is that it seems to have been for Nesua that whatever power you have, but it only starts at the point that you step in. Right?
Right,
and that's the question. So, Orus, why is your power even concerning things that before you don't step in? So, by just the answering is that we just need his signature. So, what do you mean to say? It means if you need less of a say, then you're okay with before.
The main
you're not really answering the question.
The main hafar is coming.
I understand.
From
I understand.
Father.
But we're asking that the 1% that he does, but it's Koidman.
But he's doing a different task.
So what's the difference?
He's
only a problem when you're doing a heavy hafara, but you're doing a light hafara.
It changes the nature of the hafara. Is that you're not really affecting an hafara? You're just, you know.
Now, even what you're saying, I'm not even sure if that's really true, right? Right? Do we necessarily find such a thing? We know that by an orus, this, you know, they're both, they do their part, you know, Miklush Kolish, Megas Gaius.
Right, but we find,
what do we have?
I'm gonna stick my neck out.
Yeah.
Flip it around. Like, why can you not do the Koidman? Why is the Baal Noso after him so not the Koidman? What matters, when does that far taking place? Today. Who's got bailus over the woman today?
But it might pertain only to Nidorim that were made in your Rishos, that you have Dinam on those Nidorim.
Why?
I mean, I could understand why that's so, right?
We've made a Tzushta to like a commercial operation, right? If I buy a business and I take over all of its assets, all of its liabilities, I'm responsible for everything today, no matter that those were incurred prior to my ownership by another man.
Okay, that's that, you know, if we had to decide it on our own, maybe we would say that, right? But once we find that this is so, I mean, that is the understanding of the din of Koidman by Nesua.
By Nesua, right.
Right.
So the Torah is mechadosh to you, but by default you could argue that what matters is who's the Baal right now, who's the Baal. Right?
That's
right.
That's what I see.
But the Torah is mechadosh to you by Nesua.
But that's the question, why is Nesua worse? You know, to say that that's... Because once I see that by Nesua, so why is he worse than Arusa? That's the difficulty. So the answer somehow is supposed to be because you have the Av. Now Shlomo is saying that when you have the Av, so you're really doing only helping the Av along. Right? Yeah, and therefore, when you're helping the Av, so that's not the problem. You see what?
You see, like, if the father dies, it doesn't roll over to the husband, as compared to the opposite, it does.
But that still doesn't indicate what role he plays when the Av is there. They're an equal partner. There's no din of there's if he won't take over, maybe, because he can't get more than half, right? But that doesn't mean that his half is not a full half, right? So do we, right? The fact that he's mefer together with the Av, it would be more than just being mefer together with the Av, right? It would be saying that he's only a partial partner, right? What he does is not a problem. Such a thing like that.
This wouldn't be according to everybody, but according to probably the Ran and maybe Tosfos and most others, maybe not the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference between when the Av is Mefer Velo Sham Habal or Mes Habal. That's where Besham Beshil are arguing of Miklash Kalish and Megas Gaius. Mm-hmm. But if the Baal was Mefer Velo Sham Av, Mesa Baal, they don't seem to be arguing there. it seems to be that they're, again, maybe not according to Rambam, but according to all these other Rishonim, it's still chashev enough, even though the Baal was made for Velo Shama Av, Mesa Baal, it's still chashev enough to be Nisrodkin to the Av. But when the Av is made for, now the Ran explained it differently. He said it's because when he's mace, then it's nitbatal afara, whereas the father's still alive, so it's not. And therefore, that's the difference between the chashuv and not chashuv. So, really, I guess okay, maybe take it back. According to the Ran, there's a different explanation. It's not because the hafara of the father does more than the hafara of the baal. It's because when he's mace, the hafara is nitbatal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
But so right now we'll have to accept that, right? I hope that's okay if I just just gave you over my difficulties. But I didn't mean to right. Akoponim, but that's right. That's definitely right. Right, Nechesh ben Hadvarim is as far right. So now let's. What we want to know is like this. This is more like a shayla once we're talking about this, and maybe it could bring rais about it. But it's an interesting point. The hainu avzoi, yeah, that when we're talking about ein habal mefer bekoyimin on his suah, what has the problem of koyimin? Now we want to talk about a nether, right, which was made when she was in Arusa, right? Right? Now, a nether that she was made in Narusa, so the Oros really has, right, unless maybe, you know, you could use your ideas, but the Oros has a din on this nether, right? I mean, this is not even Koidman, right? He granted Koidman, maybe Koidman, but this is not Koidman, right? She makes a nether when she is in Narusa, right? Now what happens is she becomes an Asua, right? So over here, L'chora, one could take a think that why is he any worse than, he has his koyach of orus over here. So klapi orus, it's not a koyimin at all. The second half, which he's getting as a baal, as a nesua, but that was the milo of orus. Orus could be made for bekoyimin because he has the av, which is not koyimin klapi the av. So such a nether, which is made by Rusa, he also has that, right? You know, it's klapei the orus within him. That it's not koedman. So now let the second half. You know, you have your partner here, kilu, right?
So which scenario are we talking about? A Baal Aftan Tsum be made for Nidav and Majung Erisin.
Right.
Which Pashas doesn't work, and you're arguing that it should work.
Yeah, yeah. And as the Mishnah Kipshuta sounds like that Koidem Erisin, Koidem Nisun, I'm sorry, he's, the Baal is to be made for all the Nidorim, because all the, any Nidorim till from here on in, you know, is going to be Koidman, and you can't be made for them tomorrow. Right, that's the Pashas HaMishnah. Right, and we're being Ma'oirer that L'choira, the same way Oros could be made for B'Koidman, because he has a Shutfus Da'av, which there is no problem with Koidman, I'm intrinsically not Koidman by now. So Mehai Taima on a Sua, you should also have that. This is not a Koidman.
There's a problem here, because I'm arguing against what I said before, that if the timing matters when the neder was made, so if she made it as an arusa, at that point she was still half of her under the rishus of the father, he no longer has the father after Nisun, so he doesn't have ability to take away that neder.
Well, I mean, is that worse? I mean, it's a koidman, right? So, what is that? The ab is not here. Is the Av is not here anymore.
It's the opposite of Koidman.
What?
Sorry.
Okay. This is, she made an edit while the Av was here. The Av was nostalgic. Now there is no din of Nisroik, no? Right, for him to take over, but it's a Nisu, right? So, I don't need.
He's lost the bias of the father. One of the partners is gone. He doesn't have access to that.
Why is that worse than a koidman?
What would be if there was no father and he was an oris, right? He wasn't able to do it then, right? And so now he does nisun, so it's going to a period before he was able to. To be made for it.
See, she doesn't have a father.
What?
If she doesn't have a father.
Died. Let's say the father died.
Right. So which right. Where are you going? Which side do you want to bring that as a proof to?
I'm saying that that's why Koidman would still be a problem for him to be made for. Right. In other words.
I would ask the rules that it should work, right? That's what we're saying. What we're saying over here is that koidman, you see from Oris, is that if half of the nether has a koidman problem, but the other half, other power doesn't, it's not a problem, right? Unless, you know, maybe I'm missing an understanding over here, how that takes care of it. But, you know, just working with the numbers over here, I see by Orus the fact that even though by the Orus himself it is a koidman, nevertheless he could be made for on another which is koidman as long as his partner doesn't have the koidman issue. Alright? So we want to know is that a nether which is made by Arusa, the Orus has a din in the nether. Granted he has a out and a half. But today by Nisuin, L'chayra, half of this nether, it's not a problem of Koidman. The issue is just the second half, which he got as an Asua, that's Koidman. But if you have a partner who doesn't have a problem of Koidman, then you could be Mefer. That's what we're asking. Now,
I think it's the opposite case.
The opposite case.
In the case of an Arusa, it was Bishas, the making of the Neder, is when there's only one partner. And Bishas, the Hafara, you have two partners. Here's the opposite. When the neder was made, both partners had power, and now b'shas the hafara, only one partner has power. So it's the opposite case of Koidman ben Erisin.
But when you say only one person has power, I mean, but he has full power. I mean, it's really equivalent to two parts, two halves, right? That's what it is, right? It's the Oris. I'm assuming that the Oris power is still here because it only grew within Nisuin. Right, and right, so I mean, it should be equivalent to, you know, the father coming back, basically, right? Or or I mean, actually, I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, this is not a koyman. This is not a koyman concerning the orus. He just is a half. So get your other half. And
I try a dimion. See, I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Okay. Okay. One second, but let me just see if I'm
I don't know. To me, I see a chiluk. You're saying chiluk is not machalik.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting there's an intrinsic difference between whether the lack of bialus is the making of the nether versus the time without bar. You're saying it makes a difference.
Of the nether, lack of bialus is at the time of the nether. All those mayfir bekoimin, that's the nether was made before the rishus of the orus, right? By us over here, the nether was made rishus the orus. It wasn't made rishus of the nesua. So where is that chiluk that you're making?
Shas the hafara by the arus, they both currently have bialus. So you could use that partnership that's enforced today to bring it back to the curve, bring that power of the shukras back to the, when the shas has seeth in it.
By arus today, there are two people that have bialus. The nether was made by the Av when the Av had bialus, only had bialus. Now things shifted, and the Oris took over half of the nether. And he could be made for. Now, in the case of Oris, what happened was that the nether was made. There was. The Bailim were the Orus and the Av. And at the time of the Afara, the Av's out of the picture, and the Orus graduated to a Nesuah. Right? So do we still have the difference?
Yeah, Bishas the Afara, you only have one partner. The other partner no longer has Koyach anymore.
You have one partner of when the nether was made? And what is it by Arusa?
You have both partners by the Maaseh HaFara.
But not of when it was made.
Right, so it works backwards. The partnership extends backwards in time to the Maaseh Neder. Here you want to say that the partnership should go forward.
I'm hearing how you understand it. What do you mean when you say the partnership goes backwards? What does that mean?
Today, by the Oris and the Av being
right
together, so today, the day of the Hafara, their partners.
Right.
3 months ago, when she was single,
right, and she made
they weren't partners.
Right.
So the partnership today is going retroactive back to apply to the time that when she made the nether. Because today, which is nice of the Fara, you got two partners there.
So I'm not sure what you mean when the retroactive. What do you mean with that? It sounds like you're that's part of how you understand how it works. Why are we going retroactive?
Because I guess maybe it's an assumption that in the simplest case, the same entities that have bialus when she makes the nether are the same entities that have bialus when they're made for the nether.
Okay.
Over here we have a split between the two.
Right.
So, but the split is on different sides. In the first case, the initial making the nether, she was only had one partner, bialus. And now, later when they come to the Afara, now you got both partners. So if you need to, you want to try and extend the shutfus so that both of them have bialus on the full process, then you're sending the power of the shutfus backwards in time. Whereas the other way around, where she makes the nether when there was the time of the mice and the nether, you have both partners.
Right.
And if you want the fur to work later, you would need to send that prayer forward in time to the Maizavar. I'm just speculating. You don't like this?
I don't know, it's a little hard.
Okay.
But I like what the other thing you were saying. So this is good. You're going from 1 to 2, and the other way you're going from 2 to 1.
That's right.
See, but I just want to point out that I see. I really was understanding that you're really sort of going from 2 to 2, right? That's what I'm, because that's the point over here. Unless you want to argue on that hanocha, but I'm assuming.
Well, you're saying you're going from a hole to a hole to a hole. That's what you're saying. The hole is by the father, and then the hole is split between the father and the aris, and then the hole is all by the baal. But it's a whole.
The point of what I'm saying is that I'm looking at the nesua as really two halves, because I'm in order for me to say what I'm saying, I have to assume that the koyach of the nesua, the koyach of orus is still there, and in that the koyach of b'toyres orus, there's no problem of koyman, and that's really where the power comes from, because mitzad nesua it is koyman. And that's why he should have a problem.
That's not true. Like Shlomo said, right. If the father would die during the Eirusin, he wouldn't. The Oros would not have the Koyach to be Mefer.
That's true. Because because he needs a partner. That's all. I mean,
right. But, so here also, it's like the father left the picture.
No, I have someone to be Mefer, right? In other words, the Koyach of the Oros is only half. It's never more than half. Now, to complete that half, you could have either a father, or he himself complete the other half by becoming a nesua.
But you're learning that it's almost like the father's half is nisroken to the baal when they do a nesuin.
Let's say it's not. But why should I? I mean, does the av take his half with him? Is that what we're suggesting? That he's.
I want to just suggest a different derech and see if you guys like it. You like it. You don't like it. You don't like it. Maybe the whole din of Arus is that it's a suffix. We don't know whether she's in his rishus, in the father's rishus, or in the baal's rishus. And because it's a suffix, they have to do it together.
Wow.
Okay. This is new idea.
I mean, it's not. So, you see this in the Achronim have this kind of a shiloh.
Oh yeah.
Did she go out of the father's rishus? She's still in the father's rishus. Is she out of the? Okay, they don't say it the way I'm saying it.
Yeah, you're saying a little bit stronger over here.
A little stronger, right?
Yeah.
So, but if that were the way to see it, then you can understand when she's by the father, she's completely by the father. Now, now it's a suffix. So okay, so if she's still by the father was made for her. If she's now by the baal was made for her. Do it together. But when they comes into the rishus of the baal, now you see, now the if she was in the rishus of the father, then baal can't do it because she was in the father's rishus.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, right?
Okay. I was taking a little bit from your thing and put a different twist on it.
Yeah.
So you either like it, you don't like it, but that's what I'm putting that out.
That would give a new explanation on why she wouldn't get malchus if one of them was Mefer and not the other, right?
Oh, it's like a suffix whether there was a far. Oh, I hear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. This is a new new commentary.
If I answer too many questions, then it's for sure wrong, because otherwise somebody would have said it.
Okay, maybe we can find someone who says something like this. Okay. Okay, but let's come back around. So what we were saying was that there might be a way to understand, or maybe we're asking as a question, we'll see, if it's a question, maybe it's true. But that there might be a way to understand that the din of koyman, when we're talking about by orus, by nesua, maybe, we're pointing out that maybe it, the dharma that were made during Erisin attacking not the problem of Koyimin, and maybe it's only the Nidorim that were made prior to Erisin, which are Koyimin. I think there's a Rashash that talks about this, right?
How does that work with our Mishnah, though?
So therefore, we're only the Oris is only being made for the Nidorim that were made in the father's Rishos. Right? And the father is making Nidorim. Making hafara on all Nidorim from whenever she became of age, till now to Nisuin. Right? So the fathers being made for the Nidon that were made Tachas Rishusai, and also that were made once she was Nisarasa. Now, what Nidorim is the Orus being made for? He's been made for Nidorim that are subject to the Din of Koedmin. So according to what we're raising over here, that it's possible that the Din of Koedmin really only talks to the Nidorim which are made in the Rishus of the father, but not in the Rishus of the Orus. So that's how you would read the Mishnah.
So don't we say that, then it wouldn't be, I mean, then he wouldn't have to, then he wouldn't have to wait till right before.
Let's speak about this for a second. And before what we're offering, the Nidorim, even without what we're saying, right? Which Nidorim is the Orus being made for now? Right? He's made for all Nidorim. All Nidorim that are outstanding. Nidorim that are made, that she made in her father's Rishos, and Nidorim she made after she became an Arusa. Right? Both.
Maybe this is true, but then the Baal could do it, like, as soon as he does the Arusa, he could say, by the way, I'm made for anything prior. You know, it's not like, I understood the Mishnah is, like you say, before the party.
Right.
Right. They're making it, but I guess
regardless, isn't the point of the Mishnah is at a point when you're going to lose your ability.
Right.
So that means that as long as you have the ability, you know, fine, we're not concerned. You know, okay. I'll get around to it when I want it. Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. There's no halacha. Let's say that the Av is made for the Nidorim of his daughter before Erisin, you know, because then he could take care of it. You know, who knows? You know whether the Orus is going to be, you know, is going to cooperate with him. Right? So, that doesn't seem to be an issue, right? Or maybe if the Orus is not Talmud Chacham, yeah, okay, and maybe the Avdos, you know, Akoponim, yeah. All right, okay, but let's get back to over here. Look in the Rashash. You've seen the Rashash over here. I think the Rashash is Meurer. Such a thing like this. Maybe he has a mashmois, not more than a mashmois, than the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seem to say not like this. But yeah, okay. So that's as far as pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, but we'll put that on the side. Okay, you know, not to confuse things. Let's see. Zot the Gemara like this. Boy, Rambam Chama Baal Mal Shiofer Blei Shmir. Rambam Chama. Right, he asks the following shaila: could a baal zok the ran, really anyone? Do you need a shmir? V'shom yishe davkahu oy lav davkahu. Yeah. Whereas the Pasuk says Vishoma Isha, Pasuk talks about the husband hearing her neder. Is that Dafka, that's a condition in being able to be Mefer? Oy lav Dafka. Or it's not dafka. It's just sort of uche de milsa. I mean, generally a person, you know, is mefer because he hears about the nether. So that's what the pasuk means over there. But it's not a condition, a necessary condition to be mefer. And therefore, you know, he could be mefer even without hearing. So let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Boiram achoma baal mal shiyofa b'lo yishmiya. Kigoin, shlo yishoma, he didn't hear, b'lo yoda klal, doesn't even know at all. Im no adrim lav, whether it's made it or not. Mal shiyofa lo al hasofik. For whatever reason, whatever got into his mind, that there's a possibility that the nether was made and he wants to be made for it, that's what he's doing right now. He's getting up and he's basically saying that, you know, in the event that you made a nether was made, I'm made for that nether. Now we mentioned before, just to bring back that conversation in case it comes up again, and which one want to bring Yehuda into what we discussed, that we spoke about what does Shmiya mean? What is when we refer to Shmiya? So we're saying that this piece of Gemara, or maybe the Gemara, you know, a little bit further by Cheresh, tells us something new. I would have thought that Shmiya just means the knowledge of the nether, right? You know, however you get it, you get it. You know the form of getting the knowledge is not what's important, right? And therefore the Gemara was clarifying whether Shmiya is dafka or not, is like the Ran says, whether you need to know the information or not. Yoda la yoda, mefer misofik, right? But you see from the Gemara later on, that the Gemara tells us that a cheresh, it's not a bar shmiya, right? Even though it's mevuah, that the type of cheresh that we're talking about is bar das, and we could transmit information other ways, and nevertheless, you know, he's a lav bar shmiya. So it would seem to be over here that the din shmiya that we're discussing over here, if it's dafka, what it means is getting information through shmiya, through hearing. That's what it is. Now, if that's so, it comes out that the shaila really is really presents itself also in a different form. Meaning to say, the Ran says that the shaila is that if you didn't hear about it, you don't know. Mefer misofik. So that's definitely true. That the extent of that sad that shmiya is lav dafka, that would mean that therefore, even though you don't know about it at all, you could be mefer. But either chgisa that being that shmiya means dafka are the hearing, so included in the shaila is if you don't have an oiz gehalten a shmiya, that means that, you know, let's say if he knew about it through ksiva, right, such a thing. So that's not a shmiya. So that'll also be bechlal the shaila. Is this good or not? That's what should come out.
Does Hafari, you have to be Mafari what nether it is? In other words, could a person say, I'm made for all the Nadarim that she made today, right? And he heard them all, let's say, so he'll get out of that problem,
mm-hmm.
Right? Is that the...
Is that the question at the end of the Gemara?
What?
Isn't that the question? Is that different from the question?
I don't think so. Any Gemara?
What are you asking?
He wants to know whether you have to specify the nether that you're being made for.
I mean, there when it says, can you be made for two of her nadarim at once? Isn't that the same thing?
I didn't think so. Two of her nadarim at once?
It was two people.
Must have two different wives. Must have told me that.
Right? So both ways.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't notice that.
It says five nadarim by one woman or five, you know, one nadarim by five.
So
is
that the Gemara Shaila or the Gemara quotes such a Gemara and he's relating to us the other time? I didn't notice that the Ram was enlarging the Shaila of our Gemara. Okay, well, we'll get to, we'll see. That's the point. I missed that.
It's not the Gemara.
Right, it's not in the Gemara. So this is the Ram. This is the Ram. Yeah. Ram brings a source which says such thing, maybe Tesefta.
It says, if you say Ufer Loch, that it's all of the denarium to her. Nadru, Mufer Lechen, Mufarin. I mean, there you're saying, there you're doing, let's say, to one several wives, but you're not specifying the Nadarim, you're saying Mufer Lechen. Did he specify all of the Nadarim? Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like all he said is, all of your Nadarim, Mufer Lechen. He didn't specify them.
The Ran is bringing the Tosefta that halacha is that you could be mefer naktinon mefer the shtei noshav ka'achas. The halacha is the Tosefta. Meisla is hoyval ishtei chamisha nedarim aishari chamisha noshav nadjukulam v'omam mufchachen mufolim. Right. So, what do you want to take out of this? That is Tosefta here.
He says mufer lachen. He's not specifying them. He's saying mufer lachen. He didn't say, you know, this neder is mufer to you and this neder is mufer to you. He didn't say that. If he said that, there's no question here. He said mufer lachen.
Lachen. He's talking to one wife. The case of five nedarim to one wife, right?
Oh, I thought that this was the other case, but
which case?
I think it goes either way, but I thought that this was Alisto Chamashim. Oh, Shahayu Chamesh Nashim Venadru Kulan. I thought that's what this was going on. But Armar Mufer Lachen, not Mufer Loch, Mufer Lachen.
You're taking out over here that, you know, even though the Shiloh over there was to be made to two wives at once, but you're understanding that when you made it to two wives at once, you're not specifying the nedarim,
right?
Maybe not. That's not really the point. Is it intrinsically one dependent on the other? You know, as far as a technicality, you know, it has to be like that. You know, the point over here definitely is the fact that you're doing something, you're making the hafara at one time, either to many noshim or to many nedarim. Right. Now you say, is that true? Let's say, is that intrinsically a contradiction to specify the nedarim? That would be impossible to do them bevas achas. What does specify the nedarim mean? Specify the nedarim.
Maybe you even see the question back here. Shmuel was asking it here, but I mean, if you say that you don't have to have a shmiah, then you don't have to specify the neder.
Yeah, definitely. Right. He's only, I guess, just on Sunday you have to hear it. Now he wants to know, you know, what's. He's not even talking. You're talking about really in the Maisa HaFor, right? That's what you're talking about. You're not talking about the shmiah. Right? You're talking about the Maisa HaFor. Right?
If you would hold, you need to know about it. Now, and you have to say, this netter that you made on oranges is mufer.
Right. Now, as far as the bas, that's what I'm saying. In bas achas, I don't hear that it necessarily has to follow, because you could say, the netter on the oranges, and then they're on the pickles, and then they're on the cucumbers. I made for all of them at once, right? So the haforka bas achas betzim could be, even if you need to specify. That's why I was wondering whether it's one is mechayev the next.
I don't remember so much when I asked, but I think where I was wondering is because you could have a shmia without a yediyah. In other words, you could have heard about, you know, she made 20 nedarim today, and you know, at the end of the day, you want to be made for the 20 nedarim.
I mean, you're talking, I'm saying I made a mistake. Means to me, you're talking in the shmia.
I was going to get back to the shmiah. At the end of the day, you know, if you say I'm made for all of her nedarim, right? And you have the police officer there. Okay, can you name the 20 in the nedarim? Well, I don't remember, right? So we immediately understood that you could have a yediyah without a shmiah, but you could have it the other way around also. You could have a shmiah without a yediyah. By the time you're made for it, you don't remember all them, but you're saying that, I'm made for all the nedarim that she made today.
One second. So you're raising some a good point. Let me just see. Let's talk about that in context of shmiah, in shmiah, right? And let's even before Torah multiple nedarim, but I mean, we really discuss on one neder, right? A shmia, even if shmia means knowledge, but what do you need to know? That she made a neder, or that she made a neder which asks her such and such?
Right, that would be
a
different, right?
Right, right. I'm just bringing that to the root of things. Like, let's start from the bottom here, right? Right?
You heard her making a neder. I'm made for whatever it is. I'm made for it.
Right. Is that? Do you need to know when we talk about a shmiya on the side of a shmiya? Do you need to know what the neder was? Or you just need to know that she made a nether. Okay. So bring a riot to that. Okay. Let's see if we could bring a riot as we go along with that. Okay, but that's a good point. Very good. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we touched on something that would have gone unnoticed. Okay. Okay. Lomazan. Okay, so let's see. Zok to Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Okay, so we have the Iker Shiloh here. Zok to Gemara, Mara wants to bring her down. Zok to Gemara, Toshma, Omerova Toshma, Derchim, Lechachomim. Actually, Yotze beat me. That's the Yomelo Kondom Shnodat, Beserich Beis Yarim Foren, Volo Shoma. Zoch the Gemara, right? Gemara brings back from the Reish, the Mishnah, discussing the Av, right? The Av, before she's Yotze Mishusai, the Av gets up and he makes Av for her. Zoch the Gemara, Volo Shoma, right? He doesn't know. He doesn't know whether she made it. He specifically hear the Nara. On the contrary, right? I mean, he's saying that, she's leaving now. Whatever you made, he would like to be made for. L'chor yisif in the Gemara that he could be made for without a shmiyah. Zok the Gemara, no, l'chor yishoma hu de meifer. It doesn't actually mean that this is the hafora. Of course, he needs to hear. Or maybe, come on, that's sad. There's no rai. Maybe really he needs to hear in order to be made for. So he can only be made for when he hears Tfreti Morim Kein, Kilo yishoma, lom le meimar. So why is he doing this? If the hafora is not valid till he hears, so and he has to hear in order to be mefer. So what is this? What is the derech tamid chacham? Hakom hashmonon lochad the tuv rabbanon lehadure. Zok the Gemara that what this will mean is what the Mishnah is coming to say is that derech tamid chacham lehadure means that he does something in order to bring about a shmiya on the neder that he could be mefer. So he'll tell his daughter such a thing in order that she'll let him know whether she made a nether or not. But in a chanami, but he can only be mefer once he has a shmiya about the nether. So that's how the Gemara's matzil raya. Why do you need a shmiya? And derech tamid chacham is basically just to create a shmiya. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Kol nedarim she nodarta yehem uforin v'hai baal the kaboy rama chomo. Now, the Ran over here is just bavoring a question. He kledeshai baal. What's being the raya from Av, right? Zok the Ran v'hai baal the kaboy rama chomo loishna oris loishna baal loishna avi b'avia b'kul mesafkele. It's all one suffix. Shom avia shom baila, right? In the different bailas in the psukim, doch oris and baal, shom yishu davkoy le davkoy le uch de milsa nogat fun. Actually, kol nedarim she nodarta, kikik is leher ur, right? Yeah. Okay, there we are. Omar Rava, toshma derchim de hachomim v'ho lo yishoma, di mitikotani kol nedarim mashma de lo yishoma, di yishaminu havle le meymar neder ployni u ployni. Okay, so the Ran tells us where the mashmois came from. Okay, you could maybe wonder about that raya. Okay, Zok the Gemara lechishama hu the meifer kishiyish machachach nidorim shenodjo choizer hu meifer oisam. When he hears about that, probably at this point of the Gemara understands that as a result of what he's, is that true? Maybe not. I mean, the Gemara is asking, all right, L'chishoma. Okay, let's hear. Im kein leshama lovely meim leimar male lohofer al hasofik hafora sheinu meyelis. Frankly, why are you making this hafora? I mean, at this point, he doesn't know. So it's hafora al hasofik. Why is he making this hafora, which definitely doesn't help? Kivin shesofer laachsel lohofer kishishman nidorel. He needs to make another hafora when he hears it. So this hafora, this sof hafora, is not helping him at all. So why is he doing this? He's saying this in order to engage her in a nedarim conversation. She remembers, she'll let him know, and then he'll be mefer. He'll get a shmir.
Is he mefer in front of her?
Does he have to?
Yeah, well, no, I don't think he has to. I'm asking this. Once we're in the talking about Derek Talmidei Chachamim, I'm asking, like, what's his game? Meaning, he's probably got several daughters. Is he trying to? She really wants to get her netter in. She doesn't know that he can't be mefer without a shmia. So he kind of says this. Now he gets a shmia, and then he goes in his room. She thinks he was already mefer. But he really wasn't mefer. Now he gets the shmiya and he goes in his room quietly, and now he does the real hafara. And she thinks that the real hafara was the earlier one, and she never understands the real whole game. And then he does the same thing with the next daughter. Otherwise, if he does the hafara now, then that daughter's going, oh, you know, he tricked me. And, you know, don't let him trick you. That's all. I'm asking, like, what's okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Taka. I think
assuming the case is that the daughters don't want their nedarim to be mufa. Why not? If he has daughters who don't want their nedarim, then he might have tricked them. But maybe they're going to come in and they know that nedarim are a good thing, and they're like, oh yeah, right, let's get rid of everything.
So why didn't he just go to him and say, well, you know, by the way, have you made any nedarim? Why is he doing this whole thing? He starts off, oh, I'm made for all your nedarim. And she, oh, Taka, you know, I made this neder. I mean, what? Just say, you know, tell me all your nedarim so I can be made for them.
I heard a svar about this. Okay. Both svaras are a dime dozen. It's a boich svar.
It's a what?
It's a boich svar. Boich is Yiddish for stomach.
Oh,
a what?
A boich svar.
Boich.
Is what?
Stomach.
Stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
So could be that daughter, maybe she's embarrassed to say nedarim, or she thinks that there's no hope for her. She said, no, you can tell me whatever you want, it's fine, they're going to be mufa.
No, but it sounds like he's actually saying all your nedarim are mufa, and then and then that gets her into the conversation,
right.
As opposed to just having a conversation. You know, by the way, you know, I can be made for all your nedarim. Just tell me what they are, and I'll be made for them.
See, the Rosh Taka says that when he does this, she thinks that they're already mufer, so that's why she's telling him, because they're not relevant anymore. That's what it sounds like from the Rosh. Right? Mm-hmm. In the Ran, it doesn't speak it out as clearly as that. You know, that's why she's telling him. The Ran sounds more like just engaging in conversation. Right? Not because they're mufa, right? That doesn't sound like the Ran, that's what's getting her. But the Rosh does say, like, you know, this point that you're mentioning. That he's, she thinks it's after the matter, not relevant. Okay, Shal, tell him what you know, what it's not relevant anyways. Yeah.
And he goes further, the Rosh. He says that mashma from the machlokes later that the hafara rishona is actually the one that works. He's not going into his womb and making another.
Well, we'll see. How he learns Pshat in the Gemara, the Chiyush Shaman, right? What that means. It has to do with the Girsa or the Pshat in the Gemara, right? Lomazen. Okay, so the Vailo will learn, like it says in the Ran, Akapon, as far as what the Gemara's teretz is, that Nechan, he needs a Shmiya, and what he's doing over here is just to create a Shmiya. Toshma, v'chein abal, ad shloi tifanes d'rishu, say, oimer lo, and that the Gemara says, hochanam do omer lo, l'chi shomano. Now, you know, even before you see the Ran, those who are sensitive to the Lushanis HaGemara, I mean, the Gemara does say a different answer, right? A different wording, l'chi shomano. Right, the first Gemara said l'chi shoma hu d'meifer. The Gemara over here says l'chi shomano, which is a different term. On the other hand, the gears that we have in our Gemara, and maybe others take it out, is there's a hochanami, right? It's hochanami, which sound like the Gemara is saying, you know, the same teretz, right? As we said before, right? So it could be that once the Ran tells us that. The Chishmana means something else that maybe we have to take out the Hochanami, because it's taken out of Hochanami. So if we learn that according to the Girsa of Hochanami, the Omalo, the Chishoma, same as before, that's the Moritz Teres, and that really would be sufficient. That would be sufficient. Same thing, right? The Oris is doing the same thing, right? He's engaging her in conversation or whatever it is to get her to let her know. And then he's going to hear now, and he's going to be made for that. That would be sufficient, you know, to the extent that really, you know, why is the Gemara bringing the Toshma? I mean, isn't it apparent that whatever we answered a moment ago, we could say again? Like, why is the is there a Psahavamino over here differently? Differently, okay. The Ran doesn't speak out. This would be something that the Ran, you know, maybe would talk about, yeah. Right? You know, maybe the Gemara held that there would be no chiddush, right? You know, if it just was the same thing, so the Gemara heard that maybe there's something more going on over here. Akoponim, but so as far as a question, you know, as a rayo. Right? That's all of what the Gemara thought that we have had a riot. But Akoponim, but what the Gemara's teretz on this is the Ran tells us that there is a girsa, that maybe the teretz is a different teretz. Right? Meaning to say that we don't have to say what we said, that we need an additional hafara. Maybe we don't need additional hafara. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have to go. The run. The previous run gets back. We have to. See, over here. Toshma. by us over here, it's the first wide line. Toshma v'chein abal. Hanami l'chi shoma. Right, see, he's gurus, right? Nami l'chi shoma. Kokmashon l'chi rambon in ladure. Kachi akirsim tzesforim. Right, that there are svarim that have this gear, so which more is answering the same way as the av. Well, hai gears have a lay piruko kehidle, according to that gears, it's the same exact terrors. Vikanaschi de gasi hochi, however, that there is a gearsa l'chi shmana. Right, which is that's how by us in the Gemara says the svir lahu. According to this girsa, dinihi dechi hechi daav lachashmi lemotzi meifer hochinami ba lachashmi loy motzi meifer. As he means to say, you know, if you first hear after the suun, shein ba meifer bekoidmin. you definitely can't make the hafor then. This teretz, and so it's according to this girsa, that there's a new teretz which you have by Baal, which you don't have by Av, and that's what the Ram is just setting up what's happening over here. Definitely you can't be mefer, you can't first make the hafora after when you hear after the nesuin. That's by both. However, by the Av, the only eitz is to have the shmir before. Gabe Baal metatzinan hochi. By Baal, we have a different teretz. We have another option. Domar lo koydim shmiya, before shmiya he'll say l'chi shamano tochel hafor. He's making the ma'isa hafor now at the point before the shmiya, and he wants that it should be chal, the chalois hafor should be chal when he gets the shmiya. Now let's hear. The bishlomo av loy motzi ovid hochi mishum debinisuin nach le mishus legamri. Once he's nisus, so what he's saying over here is that he's getting the shmiya after nisuin. So he's making the ma'isa for now, and the net is going to be chal later at the time of the shmiya, even though he could not have made the hafora initially later. And Zokteran, a difference between Av can't do this and Orus could. Bishlam Av le motzi ovid hochi mishum dibnisum nafle mishus legamri. She's leaving his vishus. So at the time of the shmiya, she's out of his vishus totally. Av gabi baal adarabah binisuin aile le lushuse. By nisuin, she's on the contrary, she's entering further into his vishus. My time, I mean, then about mefer bekoidmin. Why is it that the Baal can't be mefer bekoidmin shum the istalik le'av? Because there's no av. He doesn't have the av, the shukras of the av. Avol hocho kivon the av hofer chelkoi koidem shinisis. But over here, since the av was mefer,
and the av obviously knew about the neder, he heard the neder,
right?
And the Baal didn't hear it.
Okay. So the Av made a proper hafor. That was taken care of, that half. Ubal nami tsorfo la hafora didei beha de hafora de Av, koidim shnisis, and the Oris, he joined his hafora, his shutfis with the Av. He made the ma'is hafora then, at the time that she was in his rishus, which there's no problem of koidmin. Nihi dechi chaylu lo hafora, true, that at the time of when the hafora is actually chal. Dechi chaylu hafora, the ba, at that point, is tat le'av, then you don't have the av, afil hofi mefer. Nevertheless, the hafora works. Okay, this is a little difficult run over here. I have to understand how this works, right? The Ran sounds like he's saying that you could take care of the problem of koidmin by making the ma'isa hafora together with the Av. So how do we understand this? I mean, not only that, but let's take a think. What's the story with the Av's Hafor? Right? What is the story with the father's Hafor? The father made Hafor, right? And the Hafor of the Oros wasn't Chal yet, right? And then she was Yotze Samishusai, right? So this really should have like the din of Mesa Av, that it's bottled, right? That his hafor becomes bottle. Okay, we'll see. Maybe that's part of what Ran's saying over here. Just to bring out that what is he even? What do we have of the Av that could help us over here? Right? the hafora, on the one hand, the hafora of the orus is not taking place till later. At that point, the av is not around, right? But we're saying even more at that point,
there's like no. He set the alarm clock to go.
Yeah,
the alarm clock. You know, when the shmiah happens, but here he put the whole thing into action.
You put into action. And so but what is the answer over here? I mean, it sounds like that we're taking care of the problem of Koivin. In what way? Because the Av made the Hafara beforehand. I mean, it's Mevuyir. If the Oros didn't make the Hafara at all now, it wouldn't be sufficient to say, well, you know, the Av made, you have the Av, he did his part, and trying, right? That doesn't help, because, I mean, Lamaisa, you don't have the Hafara of the Av later, right? It's Bottle. Right.
Well, so when we discussed, I mean, right, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.
Okay.
Right. So I mean, it's simpler with Beis Shammai, right? In other words, we said that each half works independently. So if you could somehow get the Baal's neder to go, you know, to join in, you know, we shouldn't have a problem.
Baal's hafor, right? The Baal's. The Baal's for to join with the Yav.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But even according to Beis Hillel, where it was Machlish, right, we said that what the father accomplished stays, it's just that, or that's it was the opposite. I think what the Baal's Hafarah stays, just the Yav couldn't be made for a Chalisha stick nether. Right?
Well, let's see, just a little more accurately, the over there, I'm assuming you're referring to the first sugya brigated Nisroikna, and the discussion over there was, could you be Nisroikin, a weak nether? That's the issue over there, and it's weak because the one who is Mefer is still with us, right? So that's why it's not bottle, and that's why the Klishos, exists, that weakness in the nether, and that's why we have, you know, it doesn't meet the weight requirements for the U.S. male, right? Or however you understand that, right?
I think he was going on a different thing. That
I'm not following. So does that help?
Yeah,
us?
Might have been confused. I think I think you're confusing a few different issues, because there is something back there where if he doesn't, meaning it's I think he's talking really on the case of Beis Shammai, where it's Nisbatel, because he didn't do the Hafara before he died, now it's Nisbatel and it comes back, because it's like they didn't do it together. I think that's really what you're going on, no?
Well, I
don't know if this is shy. I think we're going on.
Yeah, because let me hear again. So, what do you want to have?
Is the Baal's Hafara going back to when he made it originally, or is it the?
No. So at this point in the round, doesn't sound like he's saying that. It sounds like it's being chal later.
Right. Okay.
Right.
It sounds like he's saying is the shutfus doesn't depend on the chalos. The shutfus depends on the maisa. Because they did the maisa b'shutfus, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it would sound like. Now, right, why that's sufficient, and all the more so that we're asking that, you know, it really became bottle, right? It's not, whatever the Av did, maybe you want to say the maisa is not bottle, just the chalos is bottle, but it's also hard to understand, like, what would that help me? The fact that, you know, you have the mice or the av with no outcome
of the Baal.
I want to say the mice or the av helps the Baal be made for because right?
Yeah.
The Ran is saying over here. See, but it's he's being very specific, right? Because that's not going to help to do the hafara later, right? Right, you can't do right. You could do it now. So what do you have over now? You had at the time, at this point of time, the Av Hafara was full Hafara. Now you join the Ma'is Hafara to that. So somehow now you're not subject to Koyman anymore. So now when the Av is nostalgic, you know, you could do what you need to do.
He's really saying that really the Baal can do it. The problem is that he has to do it b'shutfus. That neder is chal on it a chiyuv shutfus with the father, and he's yotze that chiyuv of shutfus by doing the maisa hafara at a time when they can do it together. Meaning he's maybe it's even a bigger chiddush the way I'm saying it. I think this is what he's saying though, is that really he can do kodmim. He has the koach to be made for kol nadorim. Problem is that one that was made before, he had to do b'shutfus with the av. And now the av isn't here to do it b'shutfus with him. It's not that he doesn't have the koach. It's that he has to do it b'shutfus with the av, and the av doesn't have the koach. So by doing it, the ma'isa earlier, he did it b'shutfus with the av, and that's enough that now, because really, mi'ikar din, he has the koach now.
Let me just hear where things start from. So you're saying the din of koyedmin is not an intrinsic problem in his koyach. It really is because there's an av.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm saying that it sounds like the words of the Ron to me. Mishleim av lo matzi ovid hachi mishum de b'nesuin naf galem yeshusei lagamri aval baal adarab b'nesuin ayel yeshusei.
Right.
Well, my time, Amrin and Ain Abal may for Bekodmim. Meaning, really, he should be able to do Kodmim. What's the only reason he can't do Kodmim? Mishum di istahel kleav. Meaning, it's not a weakness in him. It's that he doesn't have the av to do it with. That's what he's saying.
Why does he need the av? Where did that come from?
What are the next words? Istahel kleav, right? Because.
Right, but how do you explain that? On the contrary, I mean, tomorrow after the chasna, I don't need the father. Why is it stalkly av?
Could the Rebbe just summarize the sequence of what happened here?
The Ran is coming to explain. Let's just first talk about just how it works by the Baal. Right? We're explaining this girsa. The girsa says as follows: that really we need a shmiya. However, the Orus, he couldn't make a hafara at the time when he's in Orus, that it should be chal when he gets the shmiya after the nisun. Right? That's what the Ran Kinnir is saying over here. And what he needs to explain is that, well, if he would have made it in the first place after the nisun, it wouldn't work because in about mefer bekoidmin. So what is he gaining by making it now? Shouldn't it still be a problem of koydmin? So that's what the Ran is giving us, these pieces of information which are supposed to help us understand how it works. And the advantage over here is the fact that the av, that the problem of koydmin has to do or present itself when you don't have a shutfis the av by a nesua, and the av is not here to play his part. But if there is a shutfus da'av, then there's no problem with koyimin. That's what we saw before. That's why by Oros there's no problem with koyimin. So what we're trying to do over here is that we're trying to take care of the problem of koyimin. How are we doing that? Because we do have the shutfus ha'av. What happened that gives us the shutfus ha'av? Well, the av made a hafara beforehand. So that's sufficient to take care of the problem of koyimin.
Right? So, but again, there's a sequence that happened. Let's say before she was engaged, she made another. Right?
Before she was engaged, we don't even talk about that. We talk about another she made after.
Okay, so she made another.
Right.
Then the father heard about it and was mefer.
Right.
After she was in Arusa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what was the
Orus didn't hear about the nether.
Right.
She's on, they're walking down to the chuppah right now. And he says, I'm mefer l'chishmana.
So he's making a fara before.
In advance. He's making a fara
and then he has the nesu'un, and then he hears about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now it's called the
hafara. And he doesn't have to make an
additional hafara. Right. 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 He made the ma'is hafara, and he made it in advance. Right. He sent it, right, the hafara for the point time when he hears it, which will be after the nesu'un. And it works. It'll be chal after the nesu'un, which means that this little point over here, that the full, this hafara will be made for the full neder, because the hafara sa'av became bottle l'chor, maybe you could wonder about that. That's part of my problem before, but maybe Tap, we have to think about this over here. What's the hafara power in this nether? Where is it coming from? Is the av hafara here and the orus? Is he's just using his orus power to do his half of the nether, but being that it's chal later. So, you know, that there potentially would have been problem with Koidman. That's not even so accurate. Because the Oros Ot has really the same problem with Koidman. The idea is that you have the Shurtz with that, right? Not really a difference, right? Definitely what Rand is saying over here is that because the Av was made for before, that took care of the problem of Koidman. Now, see, if Taka, the hafara of the Av, would not become bottle, then I would understand that, right? Because you're not worse than any Oros, right? Any Oros also, be'etzem, it's a koivim. But the fact that you just, you know, you have a shotuf, so shine, so you could do it. In this case also, you have a shotuf, right? If that was true. But it's mivuir over here that if he didn't make the ma'is hafara now, then you couldn't do it later, right? So that means that it's because the shotuf became both, right? That's why, right? I've made his hafara, right? But if the Oros would wait till after Nisun to make it, it wouldn't work. Why not? You know, he has a shotuf. He doesn't have a shotuf. Right? Because we understand that afar became bottle. The mile over here is that since he made the ma'is afar earlier, at the time of the ma'is afar, he had a shotuf.
I hate to bring it back up.
Okay, fine.
But if Yav made it, when she was in Arusa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, according to Beis Shammai, there's no Malkus. Right?
According to Beis Shammai...
According to Beis Hillel, there's no
Malkus. Okay, there's no Malkus.
Right? So, yeah. then there's Nisun. There's still no Malkus on it. Is that true?
Right, I would say it's not true.
You'd say that the Malkus comes back when she becomes a Nisun?
Yeah. The four of the Av is bottle, when she's Yotzim Yishusai, and his hafara is bottle, and right, we're back to the Malkus.
If the Rebbe says that, then
what do you say, Michael? I agree with that.
I mean, according to Beis Shammai, where there were two kazesim, right? Well, I mean, would he also say that after the Nisuin, the other Kazayas comes back?
I gotta think so. I think okay. That's what we saw then. According to everyone, it's bottle. That is not a machloikas b'sil b'shamay, whether if the mefer is mace, whether it's bottle or not. If I'm remembering correctly.
I guess I would tend to agree. I'm thinking about the whole thing of the original, the very beginning of the the Perek, where he was, one was Mefer and the other was Mekayim. Then he's Shoal and the Hakama, you have to be Choser. I mean, according to Rambam, doesn't even help, but according to the Ran and the Ramban, he has to be Choser or Mefer again, because Lechara, his Hafara, was Batal. I mean, maybe there might be a way to learn that it wasn't Batal, it's just that now you need a Hafara Beshutfus. Really, his hafara was a good hafara. It just wasn't done b'shutfus, so you need another hafara b'shutfus. Yeah, maybe you could don't feel it. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, right. That was the question. These those two sugis, I don't have it clear right now in my mind, but that definitely was right. Of course, that hafara.
If it's the way that the Rav is saying, then I. Yeah, then what I'm thinking doesn't work.
Okay, but let's just get what the Rambam says.
Kodman,
right?
What?
Dapin be Kodman. Yeah. Talking about previous dapin.
Yeah. But
I mean, he certainly says many times that by mace it's nisbatel.
Uh huh.
That's actually, you know, that he says it at the very beginning of the parak. In the very beginning of the parak on Samach Ches, the Ran makes this point to say that if one of them is mefer and he's mace, that his hafar is nisbatel. It's actually a question in the Ritva. The Ritva asks that question, and he doesn't come out either way. He suggests it as a way to solve certain issues that the Ritva is dealing with. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that's so pashut according to everybody that by misa it's nisbatel. But certainly the Ran says that early on, and that's his shita throughout now. Mm-hmm. Right. So the only question here is a change of Rishus also nisbatel when she goes to Nisuin? I mean, clearly Misa is. The question is, what about a change of Rishus? Then you'd have to understand why was it nisbatel by Misa? Is it because he's just not here anymore? So
what do you know about Gerushin? Is it Mivul also about Gerushin?
Oh.
We had earlier that comes in regards to inside the Baal, right?
The Baal? You're saying from Erison?
Yeah.
We in the end of the day that's a machlokas. Is it shtikar hakama? But so what do you want to? If the Baal was Mefer and then he's Megarish, now goes back,
right.
He made a far, but he made a far and he's Megarish, and now she goes into the Baal, into the Av.
So is this a far a bottle because she was Yotzmir Shusoy before it was completed?
Isn't that what you said earlier in the share? Is that the Hafara only works until the Gerishin? Didn't you say that?
No, that was a different issue. We're saying, talking there, is that they were talking by full Nisuin. So they're completely married.
Right.
And she makes a neder. And he's made for that neder. He's only made for himself.
Right.
So if they get divorced, that neder comes back, and then she marries somebody else, that neder came back, and the new Baal can't be made for the neder. When a Baal's made for, he's only made for himself, as long as they're married. So that's a different issue.
He's saying that would that be relevant to the Oris also?
So that's what you're asking.
That's what he needs to say.
Be just like it's nisbatel there, because you only do it as long as it's shayach for you. So here also, you should learn that. I mean, maybe taka for the Baals, it would be all right. I hear he's megar. He's only doing it for himself. He's megarish her. His safar doesn't work anymore. And now maybe the next aris is going to be. No, it can't be worse. What did we say?
We had the aris achron, right? Didn't we have that case?
No. Well, that was if it's done bo biyom, if he was shasuk and it's bo biyom. The garish or bobiyom, then sounds like the second aris can be mefer. And lachora, it can't be worse if he did a hafara. Fine, he did a hafara. That hafara is nisbatul. The second aris comes in bo biyom, and he does another hafara. Fine. Okay, it's not. It can't be worse. Our question would be: what if the baal did a hafara, and then several days went by, and now she's nisaris again? The father, I guess, didn't hear until now, because if the father heard and
right,
he wasn't mefer, you're going to have a problem.
Right. That's
so
true.
So the baal was mefer, and he divorced her. The father didn't hear anything. And then 5 days later, the father comes, he hears, and she's nisaris that day. Can they do a hafara now, or do we say that no, the baal, his hafara was batal with the gerushin, and now you can't do it anymore? That would be your question. I don't know if I have any information on that.
Okay. I mean that din. I'm just here her order that. I mean, you see, in this point that you mentioned about the baal hafara only helps kaidim gerushin. That didn't seem to have been the reasoning in the previous sugya when he's megarish that his chel needs to be redone. Didn't seem like it was based on that piece of information. So we have to clarify that. Okay. Let's come back over here. Okay. So no more. Let's just
there's a lot
get
we
our
don't
footing.
Know.
Right. Okay. But one of the things that they teach us in the yeshiva is that in as much as we might have a lot of questions on something, but we shouldn't let the frame of the building crumble. And so let's try to maintain, you know, what the Ran says, even though maybe we have questions understanding how that works. This Ran, what the Ran is saying over here is as follows. The Ran is saying that the Morris Terrace point of this Girsi is that the Orus could make an hafar in advance. He's talking going to hear first after the Nisun. But being that he made the hafara beforehand, at the time that the Av made his hafara, so that's going to take care of the problem of Koidman, and therefore the hafara in advance will work. But that's only because at the later date, intrinsically, you know, she's in his Rishos. It's just a koyman problem. Right? I'm just talking very lightly, not that I understand what I'm saying. But at Masha'enkein, but when it's concerning the Av, that for him to make a hafara in advance when she's totally out of his rishos, that can't help. That's why the only teres Gemara said concerning the Av is that l'chi shama in achanami, he'll have to have the shmir. I had to make the full hafara with the shmir. Now the Ran goes a step further. And the Ram says another thing over here, and it's ve'efsher. Ve'efsher nami dilchishoma zokteran. It's possible, again, working with this girsa, and he's just saying that the point of time of the chalois, of the hafara, of the orus, he's going to say now a little different. Ve'efsher nami dilchishoma, when the orus hears it, after nisuin, the hafara will be chal at the time when he made the hafara, which we call that lemafre, right? Ve'iket serufa ma'alya da'av b'habibal. That in Zokteran, according to this, then we have even better. According to the first pshat, like the serif was just with a ma'isa hafara of the orus. If we could say that it's chal mafreya, so then we could work with the hafara itself is chal together mafreya with the hafara of the yav.
which gear is this going with? Chishama or Chishamana?
Chishmana. Right?
Yeah.
Now this is what you mentioned before, that the Rosh learns, that goes to Mafreya. That's how he learns this Kirsa of Lichishmana, in the Rosh, that Taka goes to Mafreya. He doesn't have to talk about it, I don't think. Right? It's just poshut by him that works the Mafreya.
Is it so poshut that the Mafreya should work? That it's so much easier than this other spar we're having.
Yeah, yes, I have difficulties with that also. I'm having a little bit difficulty. Maybe you can explain this to me, in how Taka it could work the Mafreya. I'm just having a little difficulty, just not settling so good by me.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the koach to do it now, how can you say when I'll have the koach it'll be l'mafreya to now? That's
right. So like this. So now let's maybe we could just make a little adjustment and see in how much that'll help us. Now what Taka is, really I should maybe discuss this before. If you need a shmir, right? If you need a shmir, so what's missing without the shmir? What is the shmir giving you? So maybe Michael mentioned such a nusach that in the previous sugyas when we discussed shmir, right? Let's say the shayla could an av be made, is an instructor on a nether, right? That the oros hushama, the oros achron, right? It's more in that sugya that shmir is like a schir in the nether. That there's such a musul. So is that what that means over here? That on the tzad that you need a shmir, the pshat is because that gives you the ability to be mefer. Your koyach haforo is dependent on that shmir. Is that this tzad? Or the shmir is not more than a tnai ba'alma, but it's not the koyach is not dependent on the shmir. You have the full koyach. It'll be a halacha, maybe in the ma'isa, and maybe might be in the chalois, but not in the koyach to be made for.
Mm-hmm.
I think you see from over here, right? Like you pointed out, if it was a problem in the koyach to be made for, then how can it go work with Mafreya?
Isn't that the whole question later, though, by the apitropis? How can he make a shaliach if he himself can't do it?
You're right. That definitely is a problem. We'll see. Okay. I meant to say is I'm not sure if this is going to help us, but this is like an important thing just that maybe we should discuss then. That if you need a shmir, what role is the shmir playing? Right? It's a lam de shashayel here. Right? What role is the shmir playing? Because I think you see from over here, right, that it would seem like it's definitely not that the koyach haforah is dependent on the shmir, because then I definitely agree with what Michael saying that how could something work the mafreya to a point before you got the koyach to be made for? You had the shmir now. It's chal mafreya when you meant myself for me. You didn't have the koyach shmir b'chlal, right? And I think it's also mashed like that from the Ran right away. Right? Because the Ran right away sounds like the Shaila is that could you make a Haforah Misofik? Right? That, you know, you didn't have the idea, right? So it's a Sofik. That's the Ran says. Right? It sounds like the Shaila is whether you need to know or you not need to know. It's not a Shaila whether you have a Koyach, right? It's not a Shaila. Then the Shaila wouldn't be a Shaila, could you make Misofik? It's not Misofik. I mean, Shaila is that you don't have any Koyach. Right, so we saw it from the Ran that's not the issue. I've added the koyach haforah he has, but there's a condition that do you have to know that you definitely made the nether, right? So that's what this is. Now, but it still bothers me a little bit that meaning to say like this is that ba'alma we know I've added such a thing, right? I can make a chalois that should be chal mafreya, but that's only because if I wanted, I could be meichel right now. but when do we find such a thing that you could not have the meichel right now, and you could do it with mafreya? Even if you'll say that what's missing is just conditional, But Saif Kol Saif, you know, I mean, you don't have the ability to do it now. So I have a hard time understanding to say that the, you know, to tie to that the condition is totally, you know, a side condition, and you know, somehow can help my friend. I mean, I don't see how you could do that. I mean, if you need that, the condition is ma'akiv, so whatever role it's playing, how is it possible to be chal my freya? You know, you don't have the condition, right?
Saying even if it's just a suffix issue, nevertheless, you still have a suffix now. You can't.
There's some kind, yeah, right. If you need to have the indeed, you need to have the deal, right? So I'm having a little hard to understand that this thing. And like we mentioned, the Rosh, you know, but he's who he's going from over there definitely says the ma'freya. So there are a number of horrors over here. Right? Maybe we have to think about this a little bit more just to get comfortable with this musig, how Kichal Mafreya. But upon him, the Ranas who taught them how to understand how you get around the problem of Koidman that usually in the Sua has. And that he would have if he would first make the Maisa for everything later. Okay. Okay, let's just maybe if we could chap around one more piece of Gemara over here. So the Gemara Toshma, Hoyma the Ishne Kolandom Shikur Acha of Mokomplaini, Harehin Kayomen, Leomaklum. He's talking about Nidorim. Now this is so he realizes Nidorim that were not made yet. Okay, this is important, right? So let's highlight that. What our sugya is a sugya, a nether, which was made, we just don't know, right? The Baal doesn't know about it. Right? Now, this price, it talks about a nether that was not yet made yet. And the Mishnah over here, that the Gemara is bringing, says as follows. As far as the hakom is concerned, that's the Yom HaKom. Definitely, one cannot be mekayim on nether that wasn't made. However, Harei Mufarin, what about making Afor? The Blessed Mufar, and there's a Chacham over there that says that you can't be Mefer. Reb Lezer, in that mission, tells us that in Sfor, it will be a Kavah Chaymer, right? That if one can make Afor on a Neder, which was already Chal, it's here, and you can break it with Afor, so definitely to address Afor before it's chal should be easier. Now the truth is that the Gemara over there discusses really two tzadim. That is it preventing them from being chal, or it's chal but it's immediately hufer, oh. Right? Right. I'm very lamdusha shaila over there. I think Gemara Nedarim is known for these lamdusha shailas. but nevertheless, it's still the kavuchemer that he says over there, right? Because if you have the breaker there with the onset of the nether, right? So that's a sport to say that it's easier to break it than if you first introduce the breaker after the nether. Akoponim, that's what Rebbe Lezer says over there, right? Now, the Rambam says concerning Hakom, it works the other way, right? He says that being that you only find in the Torah a nether which was chal, you could be mekayim it. So a nether which wasn't chal, that we don't find that there's such a thing, right? So over there, like, the swirl works the other way, and that's why everyone agrees. In the Sforas Hadvarim, we don't have enough information. That's what Ran says. Maybe other Rishonim just explain differently. Okay, but that's been negated to the Hakoma. And the Shal is the guy we have Foro. Could one be Mefer or Neder before it was Chal? And the Chachomim, Ishi Kimena, Ishi Firenu, a Hekish, that just like you can't be Mekayim and Neder before it's Chal, Ulkuli Alma, so who then you can't be Mefer?
It sounds like Misvara, they don't have a problem with it. It's only just because of Gezeris Hakasim.
Right. Now our Gemara is bringing a raya like this. Again, our shmuz is shmias haneder, right? That sugi over there is talking about whether the nether itself was made. Well, now obviously, if the nether wasn't yet made, it can't be any shmia. So Zok the Ran, that the Gemara is bringing a Rai really from both Man the Omrim. That the issue over there is the fact that the nether wasn't made, but the fact that the nether wasn't heard doesn't seem to be a problem. V'holoi shoma, zot v'holoi shoma, and for the Gemara, chenami d'lechi shmanu. V'lom lom nhashto d'lechi shoma leifilo. So let's just try to cheshbin this ois. Let's see how this would sound according to the girsa, the first girsa of the Ran, that you have to have a shmiya in order to be mefer, and the hafor is being chal at the time when you are making the ma'isa hafor. So the more over here would be saying that you got to hear it. Got to hear it. Now this really is very, a little very difficult according to that. Right? And as if the Gemara is answering according to that girsa, that in the Chanami the Hafora doesn't work till you hear it. So then, obviously, then that means that the nether was made already at that point, and you heard about it. So then, you know, what's the scenario of you know, as we're going to girsa. That you have to make the entire hafora after you hear it, right? We're trying to work according to that girsa. So how would that girsa work on this gemara here? We have a machlekes if one can make a hafora before the nether is made, right? Before the nether is made, and the gemara was being medayek. Oh, you see that if you know he's being made for it, obviously he didn't hear. Someone, no, of course you got to hear it. That's what I'm saying. If they have to hear it, then that nether obviously was made at the time of the hafor. Right? So then the whole scenario is not again anymore. Right? To be making hafor before the nether is made.
Right? I mean, what are we going in here? Meaning, when he says l'chis shamona, is that he has to make a new hafor when he hears about it?
Or yeah, but no, we're going to give us l'chis shama, let's say, right?
Okay.
Right, that gears. Right, which says that you gotta make a new hafora when you hear it.
But again, it's the apitropos that's gonna make the hafora.
So actually, we're doing the priestly gemara before that right now, right? And we're talking about someone that's being mefer a nether before the nether is made.
Right. I mean, if that, according to that answer, the Chachamim shouldn't be arguing with Rabbi Eliezer at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just saying, you just, when you hear about the nether after she made it, you just have to be chosen and do it. I mean,
so then there's not my focus, really. Right.
I don't think you could have that answer here.
Now, the Ran doesn't...
I mean, or maybe you say, I mean, you could say, let's stud him. The answer is, let's stud him. That's the answer according to Chachamim. Because he says the kasha is from both. And the answer according to Rabbi Eliezer is, it'll be chal when you hear about it. But talk of the, it's from now. What? If the Gemara's answer is that he's saying, when I'll hear about the Neder, I'll make a new Hafara. Okay? Then what's the machlokas between Eliezer and the Chachamim? Meaning, the Eliezer seems to be saying you can make a hafara on a neder that she hasn't made yet, and they're saying you can't make a hafara on a neder that she hasn't made yet. If the whole answer is that really what Rabbi Eliezer means is that when I hear about the neder eventually, I'll make a new hafara, well, then the Rabbanan have to be masking for that. There can't be any no machlokas anymore. You hear? If the answer the Gemara is giving for Rabbi Eliezer to explain Rabbi Eliezer is that I'll make a new hafara when I hear about it,
well, then everyone's going to
agree
that.
Yeah, I mean, even the Rabbanan would agree you could do that. It's like there's no machlokas anymore.
I think the Rosh asked this question. That's why he's machriya, you know, with the other gears, so that. So, but if you look in the Ran sounds like, you know, he has both, right? Mm. He doesn't speak out the Cheshbonis, but he says, the Ran says, Hochenam lechi shoma, ule'inach naschi, the gar silel, hochod om lechi shmana, gar sochinami dechi om shmana. Right? He's saying, you know, depending on the gear, so you know, each one will work out, right? Right?
So maybe he's saying, maybe he's, according to that gear, he has not been clear as a mefer. He's saying, now, when I hear about it, it should be chal. Now, I don't know, I'm not sure
what you're saying. Yeah. Good. I mean, that's intrinsically, the discussion is a nether which wasn't made. If it wasn't made, it wasn't heard. You have to be working, you know, by making the hafora, the mice. So Akapano, according to the other gears, then let's see how that sounds. According to the other gears, let's say according to the first pshat Naran, that it's chal in advance when you hear it. So that also is not going to be so simple in the sugya. You're making the Maisa HaFora before she made the Nether, but it's not being Chal till after the Nether was made and the Nether was heard. Right? And on that, the Gemara would be saying there's a Machlekes, and the root of the Machlekes is because the Maisa HaFora was being made before the Nether was made. Now, you see, even in the Sforos over there of what Machlekes is, I mean, do you hear a Kalva Chaymer in that? If we're not talking about the Chalois, right? We're talking about the Maisa. Is there a Kalva Chaymer in there? That Madach, a Maisa Chor could be made after the Nether was made, for sure, a Maisa HaFora can be made before. I mean, it's a hard Kal V'Chomer. That's what blesses Kal V'Chomer. If it's in the Chalois, we hear better, right? You're talking about, you know, going against, breaking the Nether, you know, after it's solidified or before, you know, it was made. Right? But if you're talking about the Maisa HaFora, you know, is that a Kal V'Chomer? Maisa HaFora? Oh, okay.
I'm about that question. I don't see Machlokes here. The ratio of the price.
Look at the Mishnah. Look at the Maramokum. The Gemara doesn't bring both sheetahs. It's the Gemara by us just brings this in, you know, in Bekitzer. But there is
Do you have Ayin Hay?
No. Stop the anger.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
I actually went and read the whole Ramer because I wouldn't have understood without it.
The Rambam also references the Machlokes and that he speaks out, you know, that the rise of the Kuli Alma, you know, even though it's Machlokes. Now this is where really I think the Rosh also, you know, the if you go to Marfreya, then we understand much better, right? Because it's being Chal Taka before, if it's Chal Mafreya, then it's Chal at the time when you made the Maisa HaFora, which is before the Nether was made. Right? So then Taka's talking, right? You know, we're talking to the Zinc thing itself. Right? I'll go upon him. So this piece of Gemara, you know, has a bearing on the different Gisois and the different Pshotim. Right? So Baruch Hashem, with Dapa Shavua, we have the time to work things out. It's safe, cool. So if you know, you got to process it. Right? You know, if you don't process it, then you don't really get it. Right? You sort of think, you know, what maybe could be. You allow it to happen. Right? Okay. All right. I think we have to hold over here for now. Okay. But shkoyach everyone for giving the full, lending us all your full cup today. Right? This was a little strain on the head. Right? Okay. Shkoyach kemot hatzlocha.
We're going to get into shlichus.
Yeah. See that?